And good evening and welcome to another exciting Friday night of high school football live from Crown Point High School on USA-365.com. I'm Dave Woodworth, executive producer and the engineer for these broadcasts, being joined tonight by Frank Sprankle for the first half, and in the second half, joined by our longtime partner in time, sports broadcaster and reporter Mark Smith will be with us for the second half as he is on the field taking some photos during the first half. All right, our tonight's game is going to be featuring LaPorte with a 3-3 record. The LaPorte Slicers are coached by Dave Sharp. He is 3-3 in his first year at LaPorte High School, 15-3 in his third year of coaching overall. Kevin Enright for the Bulldogs is 23-15 now in his fourth year at Crown Point. Sagarin Ratings have LaPorte with 76.82 points, good for 39th overall and 19th in Class 6A. Crown Point with 61.47 points, good for 102nd overall and 28th in Class 6A. In their last outing, LaPorte lost to Merivale 38-16, while Crown Point lost to Valparaiso 24-7. And their records versus common foes, LaPorte is 1-2, while Crown Point is 0-3. And the opponents' records so far in the year, LaPorte's opponents are 22-14. Crown Point's opponents are combined 23-13. In this series, over the last 30 years, Crown Point holds a 13-10 advantage. And in their last meeting, Crown Point defeated the Slicers 20-14 1 year ago on October 3rd of 2014. The prediction for this broadcast and this game tonight is Crown Point by one on a score of 28-27. Well, we'll see if that's going to hold up, and we'll tell you more about these two teams as we continue with the Crown Point Bulldogs pregame show on USA-365.com.
Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine offers a focused, physician-driven patient care environment. They're led by Dr. Keith Pitchford and his associates, Dr. Jeffrey Sterin, Dr. Jennifer Baer, and Dr. Natasha Mandula, in cooperation with a support staff of physical therapists and strength conditioning coaches. Together, the sports medicine team at Great Lakes Orthopedics enables patients to return to the greatest level of functionality possible as quickly as possible. Learn more at glorthopedics.com or call 219-661-8661. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400 or visit adamdeckerlaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice.
Hi, I'm Kent Lundquist.
And I'm Bill Satterly. Together, we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore.
We're hosts of The Feeling of Jazz, one of the proud sponsors of Crown Point High School football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
We're also proud to bring you music each week from some of the biggest names in jazz, like Duke Ellington and Count Basie.
And artists with their own distinctive styles, like Shorty Rogers and Zoot Sims.
So we invite you football fans to join us each Sunday night at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
The high school football season is already underway, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest audio archives and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services of Crown Point, Indiana. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs pregame show on USA-365.com.
And we're back live at Crown Point High School, where it is a bit chilly outside, 59 degrees, and we have mostly clear skies overhead. It should be a dry evening. No chance of precipitation is in the forecast. A little bit on the windy side as well. Winds out of the northeast at 15 miles per hour. Those winds are expected to continue throughout the evening and throughout the game tonight. Temperatures will be dropping off to about 58 at 7 o'clock. 55 at 7, 54 at 8, 53 at 9, and 52 degrees by 10 p.m. this evening. So, yeah, it's going to be chilly out there for the fans. And the fans are here that are here already. I see many of them are wearing sweatshirts with hoodies, winter jackets and coats and scarves. And although there are some others who are foolishly underdressed, and they will be very, very cold by the time this night is over.
Wait a minute. I got to ask you a question, Dave. Was August 21st an eternity ago? Remember week one and all the humidity? We had players cramping up in the second half. It seems like it was an eternity ago with so many people in jackets. I see you're in a jacket. Of course, we are in the climate-controlled press box here of Bulldog Turf. But it just seems that it's just an indication that here we are, first Friday in October, first week in October. It's fall now. This season has gone by quick.
Yeah, it was just 7 weeks ago that we had that problem with some players cramping up. Up in that second half of the Crown Point game being played at Lowell High School to open up this 2015 season. And, boy, it seems like it was so long ago, 7 weeks. This is week number 7, and still tonight and then 2 more weeks of regular season. Then in week 10, that's the playoffs for everybody in the state of Indiana. Everyone starts out in the second season 0-0. So, that's a few weeks away, but, boy, the draw for the tournament is just a couple of weeks away as well.
Actually, the draw, you're right, the drawing, Dave, is actually 9 weeks away, more like a week and a half. We'll talk more about the drawing in our broadcast next week against the Chesterton Trojans, but it's 9 nights from now in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And, Dave, if you're going to approach this Week 7 matchup for both teams, the Bulldogs and the Slicers, you can honestly say it's an exhibition. We know the Crown Point Bulldogs are not going to win the DAC. We know the LaPorte Slicers are not going to win the DAC. Look, you take the Crown Point Bulldogs here coming in 1-5. They can lose the next three and go 1-8 during the regular season. It will not matter because, as far as the postseason goes, it all is determined by ping pong balls. It's not determined by where you finish in terms of record. And the LaPorte Slicers, 3-3, they could lose their next three, go 3-6. It will not matter. So really, at this stage of the game here, late in the season, nothing to play for in terms of a conference championship. It is just trying to get the kinks down, get everybody healthy for the sectional tournament, which starts 21 nights from now, 3 weeks.
And, of course, LaPorte coming into this game, they've lost their last three games, so they want to get back on the winning track. Crown Point has only won one game this whole season. Obviously, they'd like to win at least their first home game. They haven't won any games at home yet. They'd love to win this game, at least bring home a W here on their own home turf. And, Frank, to accentuate the point you made earlier, yes, the second half of the season, the playoffs, everyone starts 0-0. There's no better example than the team that we're seeing here tonight. LaPorte Slicers finished with, I think, just under a 500 record in the regular season a year ago, and yet they put on a winning streak there in the playoffs, surprised a few folks, and they found themselves down in Indianapolis on championship day on that Saturday following Thanksgiving. They lost that championship game for the Class 5A title, but, boy, they had quite a postseason run last year. Their best ever in school history.
And I guess when you lose to a school such as Indianapolis Cathedral that is familiar of winning state championships, despite the fact that they did get blown out in that game 56-7, looking at the success of Indianapolis Cathedral, not to mention, too, one of the most well-renowned teams as far as high school football in the country, not just the Hoosier State, but the country for that matter, to get to Indianapolis, lose to Cathedral, very respectable on the part of the LaPorte Slicers and their head coach, Bob Schellinger, who has since retired, Dave Sharp, now added to the mix. And, of course, anything can happen once you get into the tournament here. And the LaPorte Slicers, Dave, this is a team that has fallen on hard times. They started out 3-0. You figured, well, maybe the magic that was there with Bob Schellinger last year, as well as Charles Salary, both have since departed. We remember Charles Salary and all of the rushing yards he was able to accumulate.
Yeah.
Of course, the Crown Point Bulldogs in the Week 7 matchup last year at Kiwanis Field did a great job containing Charles Salary, picking up the win a year ago for the Bulldogs. But anything can happen in the tournament, and these teams here, Dave, they need a spark. We know how bad it has been for the Crown Point Bulldogs, only winning one game, defeating a Portage Indians team. It has just been difficult for them to win against really these tough schools. You've got LaPorte here tonight. Next week, you do go on the road. You play the Chesterton Trojans, a team that has had a great record this season, only lost one game. within the conference. But when you're in a conference, Dave, of the likes of Maryville and Lake Central, and these are two schools that LaPorte and Crown Point have already played. Those are the two common opponents they've already shared. They both have lost. It's certainly going to be tough to win the DAC, but in the end, nobody really cares about the DAC. It's about winning the sectional title, then trying to build on that with regional, semi-state, and hopefully going to Indianapolis beyond that and winning in Lucas Oil Stadium. But these teams, they're beat up. Artie Akiwa is out tonight for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Deion Williams, their star running back this season, he is out for the LaPorte Slicers on offense. And Matt Awanowski, who was an All-State linebacker just a year ago, out. So these two teams have really felt the injury bug, losing key players.
Yeah, you mentioned Deion Williams. He, of course, prior to his breaking his ankle, I think his right ankle, and I think that was against Maryville, if I'm not mistaken. No, it was the week before.
Yeah, the week before.
At Lake Central.
They were actually hosting Lake Central. That was a makeup game. Remember, the game 2 weeks ago, as the majority of all games outside of our game between Crown Point and Portage, they were pushed back. They were pushed back to Saturday because of all of the inclement weather.
Yeah.
So, yeah, unfortunately, that's where the Deion Williams injury happened.
Deion Williams has 62 carries for 570 yards. A 9.0 yard per carry average. He scored 7 touchdowns, had a long run of 78 yards. Yeah, he's going to be out at least for the next few weeks. I did hear there is a possibility of his coming back later in the season. If he does, that will be quite an amazing feat for somebody who broke an ankle. I have not heard about Olenowski, the All-State candidate for linebacker.
Yeah, he was All-State last year and was heading... as far as All-State numbers, he was heading for an All-State season this year. But
yeah, he was a very talented player.
Probably won't happen because of the injury.
But LaPorte still has some good runners. They have been running the wishbone offense. They have two halfbacks in Brennan Long. He's got 95 attempts for 663 yards, a 6.9 average for him. He's got 5 touchdowns, a 72-yard long run on the year. And the guy with the best name in high school football in Northwestern Indiana, Gino Francesconi. Mark Smith loves to mention that name on the air. 6 foot, 198 pounds, a senior. He's got 89 carries for 544 yards. A multi-talented player. He's got a pass reception for, actually 4 pass receptions for 63 yards in addition to that. He's got a 5.9 yard per carry average. Has scored 10 yards on the ground, including a 56-yard long run. And he's got a 47-yard long reception, averages 15.8 yards per catch. And, of course, the quarterback, Eric Mazzani, he's a returning letterman. He was the starting quarterback a year ago. He's 17 out of 37 passing, 45.9% on the pass completion numbers, 279 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, a long pass reception of 62 yards on the season. His backup is sophomore Nolan Lorenz. I doubt that we would see him unless Mazzani goes down with an injury. Those are some of the key players for LaPorte. We'll talk about Crown Point's key players and more when we return as the Crown Point Bulldogs pregame show continues on USA-365.com.
Sincere Bank is committed to serving Northern Indiana with customer service being their number one goal. They are family-owned and operated and remain not for sale. Right now, Sincere Bank offers a home improvement loan special with rates as low as 2.99%. Stop in any Sincere Bank branch for details. Sincere Bank is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com.
In Northwest Indiana, we like to play hard and work hard, but sometimes an injury can also be hard. Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine can help. They work to provide the highest quality health care as efficiently as possible, returning the injured back into the game with their previous level of function and mobility. Whether it's a sports, home, or work injury, the team of physicians at Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to serve with offices at St. John, Lowell, and Crown Point. Learn more by calling 219-661-8661 or go online to glorthopedics.com.
The Lake County Historical Museum provides a time capsule of Northwest Indiana history. Within 6,000 square feet, you'll be amazed to discover over 10,000 artifacts, including agricultural, military, clothing, photos, and more. The Lake County Museum is located on the second floor of the old courthouse building in downtown Crown Point. Open Thursdays through Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. through October 31st. Donations are $1 per adult and 50 cents per child. And don't forget to like them on Facebook.
Right now, it's Drack and Van Til. Every Friday is Fried Chicken Day, where you can purchase 8 pieces of fresh fried chicken from their deli for only $5.99. Saturday is Super Sub Saturday. Purchase one of their 12-inch Super Subs for only $7. Great for weekend parties and sporting events. Stop by Drack and Van Til with two Crown Point stores at 200 West Franciscan Drive and 108 51 Broadway. See their weekly flyer online at DrackandVanTil.com. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Uran always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the cities his guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Uran is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. And we're back for more of the Crown Point Bulldogs pregame show here on USA365.com. Thanks for joining us here tonight, where it's the LaPorte Slicers with a 3-3 record taking on the 1-5 Crown Point Bulldogs. And this is homecoming night for the Crown Point Bulldogs. The Crown Point dance team already out on the stadium floor. You can hear the music playing and the drums beating. The Royal Regiment, the Crown Point Royal Regiment band is on the track, ready to march into position for the pregame show that they have prepared and have planned for a number of weeks, and, of course, the national anthem. But before we get into that, let's back off here a little bit, and let's take a closer look at what we have to look forward to in our broadcast tonight. Frank Sprankle now with the expected starting lineups for both of our teams.
Thank you so much, Dave Woodworth, and good evening, everybody, and welcome. The LaPorte Slicers coming in with a record of 3-3 overall, and that is the same mark for Dave Sharp in his first season at the helm as head coach of LaPorte. Here's the offensive starters for the Slicers. Eric Manzani will be the starting quarterback, number 3, 5'11", 169-pound senior. In the backfield, Dave, you did mention it is a wishbone backfield with the fullback, Chris Jakavich, number 34, 5'11", 200 pounds. He is a junior. The halfbacks at the right halfback will be Brendan Lawn, number 5, 5'10", 200 pounds. He's a junior. While Gino Francisconi, the leading rusher for LaPorte, number 6, 6', 198 pounds. He's a senior. The protection up front, Miles Jagaman, the center, number 51, 6', 238 pounds. He is a senior. The guards right to left, Nate Warnock, number 74, 6', 287 pounds, senior. And number 52, Tim Wall, 6', 251 pounds, senior. The tackles right to left, number 62, Nick Gargino, 5'11", 242 pounds. He is a senior. Weston Haslett, number 50, the left tackle, 6'1", 212 pounds. He's a senior. At the starting tight ends, number 88, Scott Cooper, 6'4", 224 pound junior. And Nolan Lorenz, number 9, at the other tight end spot, 6'2", 192 pounds. He is a sophomore. Kicking for LaPorte tonight, Casey Cornett, 5'10", 145 pound senior. Owen Streeter will handle the punting duties. 6', 172 pounds. He is a junior. Nate Warnock, the snapper, 6'4", 287 pounds, senior. And Mason Kozer will be the holder, 6'3", 178 pounds. He is a junior. That's the LaPorte Slicers on offense. Let's take a look at the defense. It is a 34 defense, 3 down linemen, 4 linebackers. At the defensive end spots, James Kane, number 67, 6', 205 pounds, senior. Opposite of him, Joel Hines, number 97, 6'5", 245 pounds, senior. At the linebackers, on the outsides, a 4-man linebacking core with Mason Corzure, 6'3", 178 pound junior. And at the other outside linebacker spot, Sergio Garcia, number 44, 5'8", 177 pound junior. The insides, Tyler Schlaff, number 17, 5'8", 168-pound junior, and Nick Ormsby, number 39, 6'1", 198 pounds. He's also a junior. In the secondary at the corners, Ben Dermody, number 14, 6'2", 179-pound junior, and Joel Linorski, number 41, 5'8", 157-pound junior. At the safeties, Caleb Yagdick, 5'8", 151-pound senior, and number 21, Owen Streeter, at the other safety, 6', 172-pound junior. More with the LaPorte starting lineups after this. Let's listen in to our national anthem performed by the Crown Point High School Marching Band. Fine job by the Crown Point High School marching band with the formation of C and P adjacent to midfield. C to our left, P to our right. Let's continue with the starting lineups. The tail end of the LaPorte starting lineups include the kickoff returners in number 5, Brendan Long, number 6, Gino Francis Coney, and number 21, Owen Streeter. Francis Coney and Streeter will also handle punt return duties as well. Those are the LaPorte Slicers starters, offense, defense, and special teams. Let's take a look at the Crown Point Bulldogs. Of course, their head coach is Kevin Enright. Fourth season at the helm, 23-15, while the Bulldogs 1-5 this season, 1-3 in the DAC. On offense, Grayson Link getting the start in place of Artie Akiwa, who is out tonight. Link, number 13, 6'5", 195-pound junior. This is the fourth game for Grayson Link as a starting quarterback. Ben Frederick, number 85, will be the H-back, 6'2", 210-pound sophomore. And Jesse Martin, number 21, 6'2", 205 pounds. He is a senior. Taking a look at the Y, Shane McCormick, number 5, 6'6", 186 pounds. He is a junior. And at the other Y, number 18, Trenton Shaborn, 5'11", 165-pound senior. Taking a look at the starters, Nick Winter will get the snaps from behind center tonight. Well, Nick Winter getting the snaps at the right guard spot. Let's take a look. Number 52, Nathan Hanlon, 6'3", 235 pounds. He is a senior. And Ben Wisnor, number 71, 5'9", 230 pounds. He is a senior at the left guard. At the tackles, right to left, David Kraft, number 64, 5'6", or 6'5", 230 pounds. He is a senior. Jake Yelich, number 77, 6'3", 235 pounds, senior. Mark Knox, the starting tight end, in place of Grayson Link, who is, of course, the starting quarterback. Number 83 is Knox, 6'1", 150 pounds, senior. The kicking duties will be split by two. Brad Kurtz will handle kickoffs only. He's 5'9", 160-pound junior. And the sophomore, James Pretty, at 5'10", 150 pounds, will handle point afters as well as field goal attempts only. With Artie Akiwa out, Aaron John getting the start at punter tonight. 5'11", 170-pound senior. Jake Yelich will handle Lawan snapping duty. 6'3", 235-pound senior. Taking a look at the second, at the defense for the Crown Point Bulldogs. Of course, it's a 35 defense, 3 down linemen, 5 in the linebacking core. The defensive end will be Ethan Wood, number 86, 6'3", 215-pound junior. And Enos Bennett, number 56, 6', 215-pound junior as well. Yusuf Elian at the nose, number 44. Linebackers outside will be Brandon Box, number 6, 6'2", 195-pound senior. Fellow senior Riante Harrell, number 82, 6'2", 205 pounds, at the other outside linebacker spot. On the inside, Chase Faree, the 6-foot, 210-pound senior, wearing the number 45 jersey, while Caden Watson and Donald Shook, both juniors, will make up the rest of the linebacking core. Caden Watson, number 54, 6'1", 220-pound junior. Shook, number 25, 6'2", 215-pound junior. In the secondary, the two corners, Tyler Gomez, number 42, 5'10", 165-pound sophomore. Zach Stewart as well, the other corner, number 29, 5'10", 170-pound junior. And Cameron Watson gets the start at the free safety spot. Cameron, number 4, 6', 175-pound senior. The return men, as always, on kickoffs and punts, Trenton Shaborn, number 18, Zach Stewart, number 29. Right now, the Crown Point Bulldogs getting set to make their way onto the field from the southeast portion of Bulldog Turf on what is homecoming night. Two classes of Crown Point High School being recognized tonight, 1980, 35 years after the fact, and 1995, two decades since, being honored with special seating as a lot of alumni from those two classes here tonight for this homecoming day.
All right, and as we anticipate the storming of the field by the Crown Point Bulldogs, let's take a timeout here as we thank our sponsors for help making these broadcasts possible on USA-365.com. Live internet radio coverage of Crown Point High School Bulldogs football on USA-365.com is brought to you by Great Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at 219-661-8661, with offices located in Crown Point, Lowell, and St. John. For more information, visit glorthopedics.com. The Feeling of Jazz, providing 2 hours of mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org. The Law Office of Adam Decker, offering legal advice in the areas of real estate, financial distress, estate property transfers, and other matters. Call Adam Decker at 219-663-7400 or visit his website at adamdeckerlaw.com. The Lake County Historical Museum, located on the second floor of the old Lake County Courthouse in downtown Crown Point, or online at facebook.com/Crown Point Museum. David Uran, mayor of the city of Crown Point, is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. Strack and Van Til, a full-service grocery and fresh food store with locations all over northwest Indiana. See their weekly flyer at strackandvantil.com. Centier Bank, family-owned and operated and not for sale. Learn more at centier.com. And by TheBreeze.com, the world's easy-listening leader, bringing you easy-listening music 24 hours a day at TheBreeze.com. Now, stay tuned for exciting Crown Point Bulldogs high school football next on USA-365.com. All right, the anticipation is in the air. It's homecoming night at Crown Point High School. Dave Woodworth here along with Frank Sprinkle on USA-365.com. High school football at its best. It's the LaPorte Slicers with a 3-3 record taking on the 1-5 Crown Point Bulldogs. And here come the Bulldogs running onto the field. Listen to that crowd. Ah, yes, homecoming. A great time for these high school seniors who will look back on this night with fond memories, and of course underclassmen as well. Frank Sprinkle, do you remember your homecoming from so many years ago?
It was actually 16 years ago, 1999. Went to Lake Central High School. I was at Lake Central High School for 2 years. Didn't go to homecoming my first year, my junior year, but I'll tell you what, I enjoyed homecoming my senior year. It was very terrific. Yet, those memories, I try to tend to, I'm just kidding, filled with great memories going back to high school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was a member of the high school band in my high school, and I enjoyed playing the trombone and the out there on the field, the pregame show and the halftime show, and, of course, playing the little chart during the game, of course.
You can just now hit a button and get that.
Oh, yeah, fun stuff.
But you can just now hit a button. button and it'll come up.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Well, that's it. The atmosphere is definitely alive and awake here tonight at Crown Point High School as the captains for the two teams, both LaPorte and Crown Point, head out onto the field for the coin toss. Looks like LaPorte's going to be receiving the kickoff and defending the south end of the fields, and then Crown Point defending the north end to begin the game. And I guess that means Crown Point will get the kickoff in the second half.